This is Terry Mandel, DO Dick Cheney attorney, letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law. Address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Nicholas Fox, please note the following medical letter. First name is Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S. Last name is Fox, F-O-X. On May 19th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 27-year-old male, height 6'0" tall, weight 220 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about January 28, 2025, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was rear-ended on a highway, period. The patient was the third vehicle involved, period. He was driving a Toyota Cambray and was hit by a pickup truck, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled but drivable, period. There was moderate damage, period. No airbags deployed, period. The patient was jerked, and a few hours later he had pain in his entire back as well as headaches, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still having pain in his entire back, period. New paragraph. In reference to his neck, he was treated with chiropractic care, medication, and physical therapy, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a throbbing, stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the back, period. He has numbness in his right arm that radiates to the elbow, period. New paragraph. In reference to the thoracic spine, he was treated with chiropractic care, medication, and physical therapy, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up and down the spine, period. New paragraph. In reference to the lumbar area, he was treated with chiropractic care, medication, and physical therapy, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is a stabbing and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs to the knees, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day he was seen in the emergency room at IU. He was treated and released after CAT scans and medicines, period. The next week, he was seen at Premier Chiropractic in Carmel, Indiana, period. He was seen several times, had x-rays, and was seen three times a week for 2 months, period. He ran out of money, so he had to stop treatment, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems walking over a half mile, comma, standing over 30 minutes, comma, sitting over an hour, comma, lifting over 30 pounds, comma, sports such as soccer and golf, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include albuterol and pain medicine, as well as over-the-counter medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines and exercises. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for asthma. Past surgical history reveals ears. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his neck in the past, period. His right collarbone was injured with a fracture at age 15 during a diving injury, period. He was treated with a sling for 2 to 13 months without permanency, period. Once it healed, he has had no further pain or difficulty, period. The patient never injured his mid or low back in the past, period. He did fracture three floating ribs on the left side at age 14 from an automobile accident. We also chipped his right hip that was treated 6 months with a chest wrap, and it resolved in 6 months without any permanency or pain, period. The patient had a work injury in 2018 involving his right palm that was a laceration that resulted in sutures without permanency, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a systems control engineer. He presently is doing this occupation and had to change occupations from a prior construction worker due to this injury, period. The patient did miss 2 weeks of work, and he is presently doing lighter work full-time as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Indiana Officer Standard Crash Report, January 28th, 25. Driver 3 stated he was in the right lane traveling westbound, period. Driver 3 stated traffic came to a slow ahead of them, period. Driver 3 stated he was then rear-ended by a vehicle, period. End of report. Emergency room report, January 28th, 2025. 26-year-old male presents after an MVC, period. Patient was at a complete stop, period. Patient notes the car behind him was hit to 50 miles per hour from behind, causing the car directly behind him to hit his rear end, period. Having neck pain and headache, period. On physical examination, there was cervical spinal tenderness, left upper quadrant tenderness, period. CT of the head, cervical spine, chest, abdomen, pelvis ordered. CT of the head and cervical spine showed no acute traumatic findings. CT of the head shows air fluid levels in the left maxillary sinus. No acute traumatic findings of the chest or pelvis, period. Supportive care discussed regarding his MVC, discharge to home. Assessment is MVC. CT of the cervical spine also showed slight reversal of the normal lordotic curvature of the cervical spine, period. End of report. Premier Sports Chiropractic of Indiana, January 29th, 2025. Nick presents to the office today with left cervical, comma, right cervical, comma, upper thoracic and lumbar pain or discomfort following a motor vehicle accident, period. Objective under C1, asymmetry. Exam shows postural defect in the cervical region, traumatic subluxation, and loss of segmental range of motion at occipital levels, period. Discomfort and loss of range of motion in the thoracic region. Asymmetric exam shows postural deficit in the thoracic region. Lumbar having a complaint of pain, comma, discomfort, and loss of range of motion in the lumbar region, period. Asymmetric exam shows postural deficit in the lumbar region, period. Due to the report of trauma during the patient's history, cervical x-rays are indicated, period. Due to the patient's current amount of deterioration in their state of health and condition upon exam, at this time, I expect a partial recovery of the patient's symptoms and their functional deficits, period. Treatment plan, chiropractic manual manipulation, comma, mechanical traction, comma, and exercises, period. Diagnoses include segmental and somatic dysfunction of the cervical region, comma, cervical algae, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of thoracic region, comma, sprain of ligaments of the thoracic spine, comma, abnormal posture, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the lumbar region, comma, sprain of the lumbar ligaments, comma, other muscle spasm, period. End of report. Premier Sports Chiropractic Indiana, note April 14th, 2025. He states that their condition has improved 70% since starting care period. Today's exam findings show a decreased muscle spasm in the cervical and thoracic as compared to the last visit, with improved posture in the lumbar, sacral, and pelvic area, period. End of report. Premier Sports Chiropractic, note April 16th, 2025. Patient states no change in condition compared to last visit, period. Exam exhibits stable subluxations at this time that are unchanged since the last visit, period. Plan discharge summary: the patient has met some goals and were stated at the beginning of the case, period. The patient has not met the goals listed in their initial intake form, period. Patient has reached maximal improvement and is discharged from the current active treatment program, period. End of report. I reviewed the bills from Premier Sports Chiropractic of Indiana and find them appropriate, period. This is Dr. Mandel stating this, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of January 29, 2025, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait due to this injury, period. Examination of the skin showed unrelated small scars of the right wrist and hand, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination revealed normal thyroid. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 6 degrees, comma, extension 8 degrees, comma, side bending 22 degrees on the left, comma, 18 degrees on the right, comma, rotation diminished by 24 degrees on the left and 16 degrees on the right, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve. There was heat and tenderness on examination, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Thoracic examination had diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 6 degrees and extension by 4 degrees, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm and diminished strength, period. Examination of the abdomen was soft with normal bowel sounds. Examination of the lumbar area was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 18 degrees, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished strength, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 66 degrees right and 88 degrees left, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy. Number 2, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number 3, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. The above 3 diagnoses is directly caused by the automobile accident of January 28, 2025, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have permanent injuries to the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in all 3 areas for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in these areas as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised by his doctor to continue chiropractic care, but due to the cost issues, he was unable to continue this period. Over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications will cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years period. A TENS unit will cost $500 period. Some injections in his back will cost $3,000 period. An MRI would be advised at a cost of $2,500 period. Further treatment pending the results of the MRI may be necessary, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.